and buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No one makes gun, trees, lie to your face, fight. Buying time, killing people next in line. Lower classes, social slime, they don't matter. Genocide, sick from water, sick from air. Making money, they don't care. See the shit, force a bear. Fuck them back, that's only fair. They bomb, they shoot, they kill, they massacre, rape, they burn the kids. No more leaves, gun, trees, lie to your face. Fight and die, cause God forgives. Yeah.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Ron Stevens. This is Rock the Boat right here on UCY.TV, my favorite little network on the internet at the moment. And it is the 17th of August, and it's freaking raining all day, which is kind of okay because none of the grass burned off this year, and it's almost like a surreal green for this time of year. Everything is absolutely beautiful. Anyways, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the passing of Ernst Zundel. And it was kind of a request. And it makes sense because we can tie this to a whole bunch of other stuff that's pertinent today. Okay, so he passed away at the age of 78 at his home in Germany on August the 5th. And, you know, I know a bit about the gentleman. I've heard about the gentleman. But I got to take my hat off to this guy because he's a man who runs with his morals. Okay? You couldn't tell this guy to shut up. And that's the problem we have, especially in the West today. People shut up too quick. People don't speak what needs to be spoken. People are afraid to speak what needs to be spoken. They've been dumbed down by this political correctness to the point where they're basically, well, no more use to the rest of us than maybe an earthworm. Maybe less useful than an earthworm. At least the earthworm keeps the ground loose so that we can grow crops in it. But the majority of the people are pretty useless. And they're so easily suckered by the media, it's ridiculous. The media just keeps pounding their propaganda in every single outlet possible. And they've included sports now. You know, you have these sports celebrities standing up and talking about racial problems, talking about climate change, and pushing pharmaceuticals like a bitch. The people just keep getting suckered in. Anyways, the first thing I'm going to do here is read an article from the Toronto Sun. I could read one from the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, known as the CBC. But I really hate the Toronto Star, and I really hate, I hate all the media here. But the Toronto Star, which was basically run by the Atkinson Group, which is very notorious, makes Zundel look like a pussycat. But Zundel was trying to get some truth out. Zundel was trying to get people to think. Zundel was trying to get people to question. Unfortunately, the average man and woman see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, even though they see it and hear it and speak it every day. It's called regurgitating the propaganda that's fed to them on a 24/7 basis. Anyways, let's even that this this particular picture, you don't see this too often, and I know how the photographers work. This article here, which came out on August the 6th, the day after his death, is a photograph of Zundel and some cameraman, City TV, microphone in his face, but the photograph is black and white, and there's a reason it's black and white, is to give it an overtone, make it cold, make it look suspicious, and this is how they work in the media. A friend of mine, just before I get into this, a friend of mine who I met through a photograph on a note on the front page of a newspaper, although they didn't shoot that in black and white, they shot it in color. And they shot it on this really low angle to make Dougie look as tough, possibly evil, somebody you don't want to know or hang out with. Because Dougie was, in Sound, Ontario, trying to bring the truth forward. When I saw the photograph and read the story, I knew how to meet this guy. And Doug just happens to be Jewish. And I don't know, was his grandfather was in the camps? I think it was his grandfather in the camps in Germany. Dougie has since moved away from being a Jew and moved over to being a Christian. And Dougie has done some phenomenal research and some phenomenal work. And, he was just trying to bring the truth forward, and he says people don't want to know. They'd rather throw rocks at me than know the truth. And that's the general population, because the general population, their brains ain't working. And we got to shake those brains loose somehow and get them moving. Anyways, I'm going to read a bit of this story, maybe the whole thing. It's not a long article. And then we'll get over to some things. Well, we'll do it while we go through the article. You could put almost any word in here besides Holocaust. But the headline here is Holocaust denier Ernst Zundel dies in Germany. It could say climate change denier Ron Stevens is still alive in Ontario. It could say, what else we got? The migrant denier, the LGBTQ denier. We can put damn near anything in here, okay? Because they run with templates. They target the truth. Because, of course, as old as the hill, what is the enemy of the state? Always has been, always will be, the truth. The truth is the enemy. So the amount of crap that Zundel went through, you can pretty much question the denier part here, and you might question, you might want to ask yourself, well, if they're so down on this guy, maybe this guy is onto something. But that would take some thinking, and that would take a little research, and that would make you break from the herd. And, oh, that could be a lonely place. So why do that? Why not just jump on anybody that's trying to tell the truth? Anyways, far-right German activist and Holocaust denier Ernst Zundel has died at the age of 78, according to media reports. CBC says Zundel died Sunday at home in Germany's Black Forest region after he was found unconscious by his sister Sigrid. The cause of death was a heart attack, according to his wife, Ingrid. She said that Zundel died at the home in the Black Forest in Germany, where he was born. Born in Germany in 1939, Zundel immigrated to Canada in 1958 and for decades promoted Nazi propaganda through pamphlets and a website devoted to denying the Holocaust. While he was living in Toronto, Montreal, Canadian officials twice rejected Zundel's attempts to obtain Canadian citizenship, and he moved to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. He was deported to Canada from the U.S. in 2003 for alleged immigration violations. The literature he published was twice ruled as hateful, and in 2005, Zundel was declared a national security threat by a federal court judge, clearing the way for his deportation to Germany that year. Now, the literature he published was twice ruled as hateful. Really? Now, I am, and I always will be, of the breed that runs with the creed of say what you mean and mean what you say, and if someone doesn't like it, they have the option of simply walking away, because I have the right to say whatever the hell I wish to say, whenever the hell I wish to say it. Although I caution saying what's on your mind in the court, because I did that, and my shoulder is in severe pain as a result of that. But then, hey, I was speaking the truth. And I was in a court. The court is the state. The state doesn't like the truth. So they keep some gorillas in the courtroom to jump you should the truth come out. No different than the media jumping Zundel, really. But, you know, a judge ruled, a federal judge, When a jury, you see, we don't have juries, because a jury would probably maybe think, wait a minute here, doesn't this guy have the right to speak what's on his mind, whether you like it or not? And by the way, maybe he's got something. No, they took the jury away for that reason. So now we can have some judge, whoever this judge was, that says, well, that's hateful. You taking away my free speech is what's hateful, judge. And you should be charged with denying me the right to speak my mind. But hey, it's the state. In February 2007, Zundel was convicted in Germany after 14 counts of inciting hatred for years of anti-Semitic activities, including contributing to a website devoted to denying the Holocaust. Now, I remember David Suzuki here in Canada wanting to, he said that politicians who deny climate change should be jailed. He said that. You're not allowed to deny what the state puts forward, even though what the state puts forward is a lie. You must accept the lie, or we will jump all over you. Upon his conviction in Germany in 2007, the chief executive officer of the Canadian Jewish Congress called Zundel one of the most renowned hate mongers. Now, I don't know. Maybe we should, come up with some kind of a trophy or a placard or certificate for those who are searching for the truth, you know, and maybe we could call it, you know, this year's most renowned hate monger award for attempting to get some truth out. Anyways, I guess this is a Jew, I don't know. The Canadian Jewish Congress, called on one of the most renowned hate mongers, that will be his final epitaph, Bernie Farber said. Well, I have to put Bernie Farber on the Piss on Their Graves tour. He spent an additional number of years behind bars on the German warrant after being deported from the United States for alleged immigration violations. Well, alleged. There's the state again. He was released in 2010. Zundel's supporters were known to argue that he was exercising his right to free speech. Really? Really? That's brilliant. But the media and the state and the globalists and the Jews say you don't have the right of free speech. Anyway, supporters outside the prison in Mannheim called Zundel a brave man and a victim of justice. While some maintain there still was no evidence that anyone was gassed to death at Nazi concentration camps during the Second World War. In March, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, though there's a group you can trust, Administrative Appeals Office denied an application of ECZ, whose initials and supporting details led the Washington Post to conclude it was Zundel. Zundel had applied for an immigration visa to move to the United States with his wife 16 years, who is a U.S. citizen, but he was classified as inadmissible because he had been convicted of foreign crimes for which the sentence was 5 years or more. Well, that would be hate crimes. He didn't rape somebody. He didn't rob a bank. He spoke his mind. His controversial works continue to be felt even after his deportation. In March, Indigo Books and Music pulled two books from its online inventory that praise Hitler and question the Holocaust. One of the books, The Hitler We Loved and Why, was co-written by Zundel under the pseudonym of Christoph Frederick. And that's some of what they had to say. Now, what's really weird here is we have a lady now. I'll get back to Zundel in a minute, but we have a lady now, Christina Freeland, I thought she was Russian. She looks kind of Russian, but she is the Minister of Foreign Affairs for Canada-stan, is dealing with NAFTA negotiations, and NAFTA, make no mistake about it, is one of the steps towards the North American Union. It's one of the ways that they're going to join the three countries together. Right now, it's under economic benefit to the three parties, Mexico, United States, and Canada. That's not the end game. But I find this interesting. I'm just going to read this a little bit about Freeland here. She was born in Peace River, Alberta. Her father, Donald Freeland, was a farmer and a lawyer and a member of the Liberal Party of Canada. So he was a farmer and a liar. And her mother, Helena Freeland, who passed away in 2007, was also a lawyer who once ran for election in Edmonton, Strathcona, representing the New Democratic Party. So both her parents were lawyers, liars, okay. The paternal grandfather, Wilbur Freeland, was a farmer and a lawyer who rode in the Calgary Stampede and whose sister, Beulah, was the wife of federal MP Ged Baldwin. Her paternal grandmother, Helen Freeland, was a World War II bride from Glasgow, while her mother was born in a displaced persons camp in Bad Wurzenfen, Germany, to Ukrainian Catholic parents. I can't pronounce his name, but let's see, the grandfather, I guess, anglicized as Michael Komenak and Alexander Komenak. This is where it gets interesting. Her maternal grandfather, anglicized as Michael, in Ukrainian, or anglicized, but his name, I can't pronounce his name in Ukrainian, was the editor-in-chief. Now, this is interesting. An editor-in-chief of a Ukrainian language pro-Nazi newspaper called Kravinsky, or whatever it is, Krakowinski, launched in occupied Poland during World War II with exposure orchestrated by Joseph Goebbels himself. Michael has been characterized by the Canadian press as a Nazi collaborator, although he may have been unwilling to take the top position. Freeland and others have claimed that the circulation of news in 2017 regarding her grandfather's connection to Nazism was a result of a Russian disinformation campaign. Nevertheless, these facts have been confirmed by the University of Alberta historian Professor John Paul Hinke. Freeland attended the United World College of ADAC to receive the bachelor's, but it says in here somewhere, I was reading, maybe not in this particular article, but she denied that her grandfather had a connection to Goebbels and was editor editor-in-chief of a pro-Nazi newspaper. So we have a problem here. We have Zundel, who was, I guess they call him pro-Nazi, but he denied the Holocaust. And here we have the woman who is negotiating NAFTA, whose grandfather ran a newspaper, Ukrainian ran a newspaper in Poland under Goebbels, of which they vehemently denied, although the researchers came back and said, well, sorry, you're not telling the truth. So here we have a bunch of lawyers who had a granddaughter, daughter, and lawyers by, and politicians are both liars. You won't find a lawyer or a politician that can tell the truth all the time. It's impossible. They wouldn't be in the business. That they denied, or she denied, that her grandfather had anything to do with Germany during the war. But she now is negotiating the North America Free Trade Agreement, but not been deported. But Zundel, who's just trying to explain what he knows, gets banged around pretty hard, because he's denying this. Now, where the hell is going to go with this? The problem with Zundel, and I'm sure he did, and I've looked at the guy a little bit over the years, but not a great deal, because I don't really need to, because I don't believe the Holocaust happened either. I don't believe there's any records of it. My understanding of it is that all Hitler wanted to do was get the Jews the hell out of his country. And he was paying their way to get them out. And it wasn't just the Jews that were in the internment camps. I mean, look at Canada and look at the United States. How many Japanese were put in internment camps during the Second World War? I mean, they rounded up all the Japanese after Pearl Harbor, man. They just rounded them up. They took their businesses and put them in camps. But we don't hear a hell of a lot about that. But they were Japanese, not Jews. But my understanding during the war is these internment camps, the people were doing several things, likely doing some work. But they were getting fed and they were getting looked after. And it wasn't until the supply lines were all blown to hell by the Allies that they couldn't get supplies in, and these people got sick and diseased and died. But that doesn't play to the globalist game. So I don't know where this list of 6 million Jews that got killed in the gas chambers is. You know, everything was meticulously kept. All the information was meticulously kept. Where to go? You know, and then other people have gone over there and they've gone, well, this never was a gas chamber, right? And besides that, you'd have to kill X a number per day, 24/7, and you still couldn't add up the numbers. So it doesn't play well to the globalist agenda. And damn, if anybody should dig into this and figure it out that it's all a crock of nonsense. I'm not saying that some Jews didn't get killed, but then so did a whole lot of other people. A hell of a lot more than 6 million. But it's the Jews that count. Being a Jew, you don't count for much. You know, World War II, the entirety of World War II was a Holocaust. Okay, but they don't call it a Holocaust because, well, the other 100 million that died or whatever the number, only 6 million were Jews, and they're the important ones because they're the ones that wish to rule the freaking world.
You ever hear about the 30 million in China?
Yeah, and that was Rockefeller saying, you know, he did a good job, but I wish he would have killed more. I mean, that's how sick these sons of bitches are. You don't get taught that in school. In fact, you don't get taught nothing in school. So we should have like the UN's always making a day for this and a day for that. I think maybe we ought to fire up. He died on the 7th of August, I think it was. If I'm not mistaken, he died, Zundel died on the August the 5th. So we should make August the 5th, Ernst Zundel Day or Holocaust Denier Day. And we should promote that. Or something to that effect, because they have a day for everything, right? I don't think the UN has an Ernst Zundel Day or a Truther Day. I don't want to use the word truther because the truthers are full of shit. A Truth Day. You know, I don't know. I was looking at Michael Walsh's new site that you sent me, Chris. And it seems to me, from what I read on it, that he's not he's not antsy. He's not anti-Hitler. He's not a guy who is denouncing what Hitler was trying to accomplish. Actually, I watched...
Terrible man.
Michael is such a well-spoken guy. You know, I we had him on the show, what, a couple times, I think? Once or twice?
Three
times? He's got such a good voice, and he talked about some of the stuff that he did in England, but there's a video. I should put this in the chat, right? There's a video on this page that is really interesting because it gives the... I think it's on this page. Let me see if I can find that damn video. Who is Michael Walsh? And I find this really interesting. Did you watch that video, Chris?
Yeah, I've watched them all. Which one are you talking to?
This is Who is Michael Walsh?
Oh, yeah.
And all I know about Michael Walsh is he used to write for the Renegade, and he was on the show three times. But this really...
with the Renegade.
He, like, Michael Walsh is like a white supremacist, man.
He is.
You know, like, he is... he's a guy that seems to care about his people. And he cares about the future of his people. What's wrong with this guy? Have you ever heard of inclusivity and diversity and LGBTQ and all that kind of stuff? I mean, he's a dangerous man. Don't you think? Eh?
I'm hoping he becomes one.
Well, I'm going to put this in the chat because this is... I don't know how old this site is. I don't think it's that old, is it? I think new site he built, right? Am I correct?
Yes, it's a new one. He quit the Renegade Tribune.
Yeah.
And that's this new portal.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to throw this into the chat and ask everybody to watch the video because what have I done here? This is... I have to do this. I got the wrong... There we go. Wrong link in there. But anyways, yeah, just scroll down and watch that video. It's quite inspiring. And we should all aspire to be like Michael. Now, Michael, I think, is in his 70s now. A very strong voice. Very strong man. But you know, Chris, I'm looking at his header here on his site, and the header is "This is Europa." Now, this kills me because he's got the... I don't know what you call that. What is this wreath made out of? He has the world in here, in the middle, but he only has Europe in here. Okay, this is Europa. Must and the countries that take in Europe, but they have the... what do you call those damn leaves that go around? I call it a wreath, but it's not really a leaf. What are those leaves that are bent around?
The penis area.
What?
Adam and Eve. That
no.
leaf.
Oh, no, no. This is the same wreath that is around the United Nations ship.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But this is really interesting, okay? Because I was listening to a guy who... I think you sent me to him. Yeah, you did. And the guy is like... I call him like... what would I call him? Alex Jones Light, I suppose. Let me put Michael's site in the chat first. Where the hell did I put the chat? Where the hell did that thing get to? You know what I hate about this? Eh? I'm back to having like 100. I was getting pretty good at it. I was trying to keep down around 40 tabs open, but now I'm back up to getting close to 100 now. Anyways, this is Michael Walsh's site. And but anyways, you sent me this a video of this guy. His name is Sticks and Hammer 666. And I'm listening. You sent me a video of this guy one time. I listened to part of it, and I said, "Oh, he was on about Alex Jones being busted for. He was in court for something. I don't know what the hell it was for." The Kalergi plan, the European Union and globalism, is this particular video. But I noticed in the back behind him, he has a flag on the wall, which has that same frickin' wreath. And it is the Roman flag. I mean, what the hell is this Roman flag doing back here? Right, because it was the Roman Empire, and Michael has that same wreath, but he has a globe in there with Europe in it, which is the Europeans, and the UN has the entire world inside of that wreath. Okay. So it seems to me that this wreath is like, this is ours kind of thing, right? And
depending on who ours is.
Well, it's like George Hunt said, you know, in our hands, in whose hands, right? Because they also have the world, the United Nations also have a logo with the world in a set of hands, right? But we're still talking about the frickin' Roman Empire here. Okay, which makes this guy doing this video completely illegitimate, because all roads lead to Rome. This nonsense that's going on, this globalism, is the rise once again of the Roman Empire or the Vatican Empire or the Pope Empire, who claims control of all lands because he's the vicar of Christ. So for this guy to have that flag sitting there, this guy's full of crap. And some of the people in his video actually pointed it out to him that he's full of crap. But it was that flag that bothered me.
Well, Ron,
the laurel wreath. That's what it is. The laurel wreath.
What?
What?
What? I said that's most likely why I sent you that video. I sent you lots of videos, but the one you're describing. I most likely sent it because
you didn't send me this one.
Oh.
I just saw somebody, I had posted some stuff about, I posted up a video on Facebook of our Canadian representative at Geneva or something. And I said, it's like Canada got called to the principal's office /UN. Which we have to go every 5 years to Geneva to do an update of what we're doing. And are we following the request of the UN? And the rep for Canada took a bit of a tongue lashing because we're not making sure that the migrants get proper housing and proper, even though we give them proper health care and all this kind of stuff. They were getting, this Canadian rep was getting dragged over to coals. And somebody put in some stupid remark about, well, I don't know what the problem is. And somebody else says, well, you never heard of the Kalergi plan? And so I went to look it up again. I've already looked at it, but I went to look for a video of it. And I watched the one video, and then I seen this guy up in the sidebar, and I thought, there's that guy again. And then I saw the flag in the background. I go, hold the phone here. What the hell is going on with that flag, right? And that is the Roman Empire, which is rising once again. You know, all of this same nonsense was going on in Rome when Martin Luther got there. The same LGBTQ crap that's going on now was going on then. And the Reformation pretty much kicked Rome in the teeth for a period of time. But, you know, they wiggled their way back in here. And this is what we got. Anyways, your thoughts on Ernst Zundel? Well, a good man, Zundel, bad man?
Ernst Zundel was one of the first people that actually made me pay attention, because on national news, I think international news, there was a bunch of guys going into a courthouse with the JDL throwing sticks and stones at them and wanting to beat them up, and they wore helmets and flak jackets just to get into the courtroom. And I went, well, what's up with that?
That ain't normal.
So that's what started me on my my campaign to say, you know what, rather than just listening to news, maybe you should check this out. And that's what Ernst Zundel did. And people forget that, because I'm sure there's a lot more like me that he's been forgotten because he's been out of the news media for so long. You know, the poor guy did 5 years in solitary confinement, I think, in Germany, for telling the truth. Well, you know, his truth, I guess, depends on which side of the fence you're on.
Well, it's really bad because he's
a strong man. But anyways, that's why I just wanted to bring his name up again and have the show, is because of the fact that if it wasn't for him, I might not have been where I am at right now. I'd still be a dumb hick from Odessa. Yeah, you know. So yeah, and I mean, a lot more powerful people will come to play. Well, in my opinion, he's one of the most powerful because of what he did with going over there and proving that there was no such thing as gas chambers, and you know that you just discussed earlier in your show. But I think he needs to be. People need to remember his name, and you can debate him. I don't think there's much debate, to be honest with you. He did do a UFOs though once.
Well, you know, it's no different than they set their agendas. And then if someone is clever enough or inquisitive enough to question the agenda and does their study and their homework and their research and comes up with saying, you know, whoa, wait a minute here. Okay. And he did what he believed he was supposed. He could have walked away from it, right? He could have just walked away from it. He could have just said, you know what? I did some research and I don't think this thing's real. And left it at that. But, you know, his moral fortitude says, no, you got to get this out there. And so he basically made it his life's work. And I'm sure his life wasn't that easy because they're beating on him all the time. And I watched a video of him. It was like a documentary. I think it was after he got out of prison in Germany. And what a soft-spoken guy, right?
He was a pacifist.
Yeah, very. I didn't realize he was that soft-spoken. Very soft-spoken man. And you know,
pipe bombs by the GDL. I mean, he had to get security guards and everything. And they, well, where's your money coming from? They were saying to him. Well, so you get supporters behind you. Like, you know, I've supported people in the past.
Yeah.
So, like, if they're asking questions, well, if you're so truthful, how come you're not a poor man like everybody else? Well, he was a poor man. He was just, what he got as in donations and support was people behind the cause. And he put it right back to the cause of truth telling.
Yeah, but I think one of the problems we have, and it probably just the way you described it, is the same for Zundel as well. You know, when I look at the comparison of Michael Schmidt, who's just a milk farmer.
I was going to bring that up, but you didn't.
Michael has a lot of supporters. Yeah, he has a lot of supporters, but they're dragging his ass through the coals for 20-some years now. But the problem is that, you know, I'm sure people were funneling money to Mr. Zundel, just like they do to Michael, because they believe in the cause. But the problem is, I think, is that the supporters remain too quiet. You know, they're not front and center. They're allowing a headman to go out and take the beating. And while they may funnel some funds, you know, they're behind Mr. Zundel. They're behind Michael Schmidt. But they're not shoulder to shoulder. They don't show their force. They don't show their numbers. Because even though they're supporting, they also don't want their lives to be interfered with. And I think that's a huge problem that we need to correct, you know. That's why I so much like that Bundy standoff. I mean, that thing inspired me because, those people could have just stayed at home and said, you know, we're behind you. But they actually, that in that one instance, they actually made the trip. And they stood shoulder to shoulder. No, they weren't standing behind somebody. They stood shoulder to shoulder. And they showed their strength. And like I say, somebody's got to blink. The right party blinked, which was the government boys. Because when you get that many good moral men and women standing shoulder to shoulder, they will always stand down the oppressor.
Well, Michael had that happen on his farm.
He did. That was the very first time.
But your show's not supposed to be about that.
What's that? Well, it is about that because it's the same thing. I mean, when I compare these things. The good men who stand front and center, like if they take Michael down, if they bring this injunction down in, they're going to take the farm, right? And there's still a lot riding on this. I mean, Michael's gone from 600 acres down to 100 acres, and he's basically got rid of the farm to the group. And but if they come down with this injunction, they're coming after cost, which will be extremely large amount of money, which neither the farm nor the people will be able to pay. And this is just heavy-handedness by the judge and not a jury. We don't allow juries because juries have the authority to strike down bad law or bad decisions, and that's why there's never any juries in any of these things. Just a one man or woman says, "Well, this is the way I rule," and Zundel, you have to leave the country, even though
that's
he's never harmed.
Because
what?
Well, his first trial was 1985, right? He's put on trial, and believe it or not, it was an ancient law. I think it's C-77 or something, false news law. That's how his trial began, Ernst Zundel's trial. And then he was denied. Well, yeah, his defense was denied to not allow Jews and Freemasons on the jury. The judge said no, Freemasons and Jews are allowed on the jury. So, you know, like...
Really?
Yeah. That's incredible. And he, you know, well, the obvious argument is, well, this is, we're here discussing the Hall of Hoax, and you're telling me that you want the jury to be maybe, I don't know, what, 6 out of 12 to be Jewish or Freemasons? And I'm going to get a good defense here, you know, protection and unbiased proceeding. No, the judge, well, obviously he had a biased judge. That's why he lost. The judge.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, he wanted nothing to do with truth. He wanted to convict him. So he stacked the deck.
Yeah, well, I read something in another article. They were charged him with putting a false information or false news or whatever that false information. And I'd say, well, if that be the case, then we should be taking every single media outlet to court. We should be taking every university to court because it's all fake. All of it. You know, everything that we're told is fake. You know, I'm a climate denier. How could I not be a climate denier? I mean, how could anybody with a couple of neutrons running around in their head not realize that man-made global warming is the phoniest damn thing that was ever put on the people? And you got people like Suzuki and that saying, well, any politician that denies climate change or man-made global warming should be jailed. And that's no different than Zundel being jailed for what his research shows. Same damn game. Same freaking template. And it's bloody unfortunate.
Well,
I would have really liked to have met the guy because he it's like Michael. You say, why are you doing what you're doing, right? You know, like he being pounded on. And he says, I'm doing what I'm doing because I have to do what I'm doing. It's the morally right thing to do, right? Well, wouldn't it be easier if you just said, forget this noise, this is too much hassle? Well, then I would be denying what needs to be done, and then I won't be a man, right? Because a man with no principles is not a man. If you don't have any principles, then you probably are a lawyer or a politician. But if you base things on principle, which is moral rights, then the real men stand up and follow through regardless. Hopefully, in the process, teaching people what they need to do, that they need to stand when something's wrong, and they need to fight it when it's wrong. And Zundel's a perfect example, who spent his entire life doing this.
Well, do you know that Zundel... everybody is familiar, well, not everybody, I mean, you could have new listeners, but when Poland reduced the numbers of deaths at the Auschwitz from death camp, alleged death camp, from 4 million to 1 million, it was a year after Ernst Zundel's second trial that he won. But the number's still 6 million, though.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
It's
and he brought up the point about when Hitler, and they're talking about extermination. Hitler wasn't about he was deportation. He was deporting the Jews, the corrupt Jews.
Well, that's it. He just wanted them out. He wanted their influence out. Period. Get them out. And he was funding. He was paying to get them out. Right. And so, you know, but this 666 thing always kills me. Like, I read, I think it was two other articles, there may have been more, with reference to 6 million Jews in at least two articles before the war. And you add up 6 million Jews, 6 million Jews, 6 million Jews, you got 666. Because they were using that number prior to the war. So they'd already picked a number, right? The number is already picked. And dare you deny the number, we're going to jump all over you.
Well, the number was picked in World War One. It was picked before that. But there was suggestions of 21 million. There was suggestions of 14 million Jews. There was suggestions of 4.2 million Jews. And I think Ernst Zundel is the one that said, I think they just rounded it off to six.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah, it wasn't 5,187,000, right?
Yeah.
It was 6 million. We like that number. And we're not telling you why we like that number. We just like that number, 6 million. And we're going to stick with it. So, I'm glad you suggested that. I mean, and I'm glad I listened to that video after he got out of jail in Germany. He reminded me of another German guy, and a very, very, very soft-spoken, right? They've been a nice guy to meet.
Oh, yeah, man.
But this is another, now that I've looked into
Bobby Orr to me.
Well, you know, there's certain people. There was one guy I was going to interview, the guy that was an old preacher, I forget what his name was, out in Agenda 21 way long time ago. And I phoned whatever outfit that was and, said, I'd really, really like to interview this guy. And they said, well, he's not very well right now. And then he died. And there's been several people in the past that I would really have liked to interview. And by the time I ran into them, were in ill health and didn't live much longer. There's been a lot of good men and women out there that have never gotten the recognition they deserve for dedicating themselves the way they did. The only ones getting recognitions are those that are dedicated to tearing down our nations. Now, they get all kinds of awards, but the actual men and women who understand what's going on get beat into the ground. So, anyways, interesting stuff. And if you don't know anything about Rundle, if you're listening, I recommend you look the gentleman up and give a look, because although he's passed away, he's left a legacy of information that maybe you haven't looked at or dealt with. Maybe it's time to do so. And maybe you'll find out that that the Holocaust is just as phony as man-made global warming, because it's created by the same people.
Well,
we're out of time, I think, but okay, just go.
Something nice about him is I told you about him writing a book on UFOs.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he did. But he corrected himself on that, and he said that was before he did thorough research for himself.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And he said, but I still got to make money off it, and I got a niche. He said, so I let it go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, okay, anyways, I was just trying to throw that in.
Okay, we're going to
hear that. He had a sense of
Okay, so this is what, Thursday? We'll be back on Saturday night at the midnight. And
open it. Selling lies and buying time, killing people next in line, lower class and social slide. They don't matter, genocide, sick from water, sick from air, making money, they don't care. Caesar shit, force of air, fuck them back, it's only for they bomb. They shoot, they kill, they massacre.